All right, it is that time. Let's get off the mic. I'm Rick.
And I'm Meatball.
It's time to talk off the mic. Let's talk music. What you got over there?
I'm in love with this band Bad Flower. They have the song Ghost out right now, but they released another one called Anna, and it's stylized X Anna X. So in addition to their like already deep, deep library of songs, this one's got a lot of energy. Lyrically, it's really deep and personal. It's got this spoken word section in it that's kind of like a Hobo Johnson kind of delivery. It's a little manic, a little train of thought maybe for somebody that would be using Xanax, which is what the song is about, man.
Like a con.
Exactly. It's really eye-opening maybe for people that have never dealt with something like this. But as a whole, man, the song is just freaking awesome. And then the video, too, is pretty awesome.
I love the band. Of course, somebody who doesn't like the song Ghost, and I've heard this song, this track you're talking about. It's going to have to grow on me a little bit. Ghost hit me right away, and I was like, boom, love this song. But I do love that band. Fever 333. You're familiar with these guys.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, this song, Made in America. It's starting to make some waves now. I love this band. This is a guy, Jason Butler, right? The guy from...
Let Live.
Let Live, yeah. Yep. This is his band, kind of a little project he put together. The fact that they started, the one way they put themselves on the map was by doing a pop-up show out of the back of a U-Haul in Inglewood, California, out of nowhere.
The footage is incredible of that,
yes.
By the way.
I love the fact that they did that, and I love that their stuff sounds Rage Against the Machine-ish.
Yeah.
Really badass.
It doesn't seem like Zach De La Roca is coming back to Rage, so why not just start a new one, you know?
Exactly. I love it. If you get a chance, check it out. Fever 333, Made in America. What else you got?
So I got another band called Puppy, and this is a European band. They're from the UK. A song called World Stand Still. Relatively new band. I believe their first album doesn't come out until maybe early 2019, later this year. The song World Stand Still, it's their second song off their upcoming album. Very cool vibe, kind of chunky and heavy, but it's very simple. It's clean. There's no like, there's not a lot of effects to it or anything. It's just good, clean, old-fashioned rock and roll with good lyrics, good singing. I love it, man.
Rock's getting back to that, and I think it's about time. Pretty Vicious, Move. Oh, what
love
a track,
it.
Man. It's like a punky, just kind of ballsy, just kind of in your face kind of feel. I love it. This is a band. These guys and like Greta Van Fleet are going to save rock from the doldrums of boredom and hell.
I'm telling you.
I'm just saying. Now, Pretty Vicious, Move. If you get a chance, if you haven't heard this track yet, you may have. It's awesome. Love it.
So one of the albums, actually, that I'm really high on right now, it's a Canadian band called Royal Tusk and their album Tusk 2. It came out last month, but I'm just now getting a chance to listen to it. 10 tracks, only 36 minutes. So it's pretty short. But the whole thing is laid out like a live set list, man. It's got great energy. I feel like I can hear the crowd at certain points during the whole album. And it just sounds like they plugged in at some mid-sized venue, recorded the album, and then left it at that. It's fantastic.
A band like that that gets inside of you. Man, because you don't run into that often enough. You really don't. So that's awesome. Who was it again?
Royal Tusk. And the album is Tusk 2. It's actually their second album in 2 years.
Awesome. I'm going to get a little more mainstream, but I can't help it, man. You talk about like one of the people that I idolize, this Slash character, man. This dude was born to play that six string. I mean, he just was.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, his full length, of course, him and Miles Kennedy out there doing their thing, living the dream. This thing, they've got at least three or four hits deep into this record. It's what's going to end up happening with this record. And I got to, this ballad they do, this is going to be huge. Living Inside the Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's a good record. That's a good song.
It's one of those records. It's a lot like I feel about Royal Tusk. From front to back, it's just great.
Well, it's Slash and Miles Kennedy. These guys get together. You put them in the same room, it just comes out of them. It's like just meat, potatoes, rock. They don't try to get cute. They don't have to.
You mash up two of my favorite bands, too. Guns N' Roses and Alter Bridge. Like, I'm all over that.
Exactly. A lot of people are listening to this new Slash full length going, God, what if he would have done these songs with Axl? How would they have sounded? Oh, man. But you know what? Miles sounds great on this record. So
I agree.
Highly recommend it if you get a chance. Download it, get it, do whatever you got to do to snag it. It's worth it, I'm telling you. And that is today's edition of Off the Mic with Rick
and Meatball.